The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. J-Yo! Special delivery. Got my mojo back. Spitting heavy artillery. No
troll.
Weapons point against me shall prosper. I'm way
hotter.
On my tiny blue shade, I turn them up proper. They don't want to go in the back of the buildings and squabble.
None.
These niggas hide over the net and act like prima donnas for the most part. Just be hyped up like Frankie Lyman. They get dropped, start taking shots at they labels crying. Y'all need to stop it. Now picture me rolling and hot. Feeling like Pop, all eyes on me when the album dropping. One of the hottest out the city of angels. I'm no stranger to the west side, a tiny low banger.
Real,
I've been dubbing since a youngin'. Committed to hustling and fly crippin'. I'm on low status with general hustle.
What's up, y'all? It's Keldon Music, aka Diva, and you are listening to The Ant Taylor Show. Ow!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy Ant Taylor. Welcome back, and thank you for listening and making it through the show. I know I be saying some ignorant stuff, and some of you guys like to tune out. Some of you guys like to tell somebody else to tune in. I am very, very, very ignorant, and I'm working on that. I'm trying to get better. But in the meantime, I want to introduce you to somebody that I'm in the studio with today. Coming from Oakland, California, is an interesting recording artist, personality that I would like to introduce you to. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Lady B. Lady B, welcome to the show. It is a pleasure.
Thank you.
This is a long time coming. We've been hit and missing, you know, with our schedules. And it's matched
up.
And I'm just delighted to have you here sitting with me here today. And
thank you.
You know, it's special. And look how nice you said thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, Lady B, would you mind letting the people out there know a little bit about you, like how it started for you and where you're from, and, you know, a little Lady B history?
Okay. So I'm from Oakland, California. You know, pretty much lived there until I was 18. Graduated and stuff, went to school and stuff out there. And I really started doing music when I was about maybe about 10 years old. I kind of started singing and didn't know I could sing. And then a couple adults around me were like, you know, you can sing. And I was just like, what? So, you know, as time went on, I went and was in choirs, you know, youth choirs and school choirs and stuff like that. Sang at high school graduation, middle school graduation. So, you know, I took a little gap from music for a while because I was in school. And went to school for about total of almost like 8 to 9 years. So music wasn't a big focus, but I always was writing, you know, always writing music, always writing music. I wrote a lot of a cappella music. And then in 2022, you know, I started to try to work on music more, started doing some music with my spouse, and we started doing a couple, we did an album with a couple local, well, not local, but pretty well-known artists from the Bay Area. We did an album with them. We did an album with Filthy Rich and the FOD team. So, you know, we just kind of started working on music, you know, so we just been kind of just getting our footing in the door since 2022. And that's pretty much it. You know, I've always loved music. I've always loved singing. Just recently kind of discovered my ability to rap. So just been kind of just trying to get out there, you know, Bay Area get a little expensive. So we had to kind of move, just to get out of the cost of living out there to kind of pursue music a little bit more. So now I'm here in Vegas, residing here and adjusting to the Vegas life. And here I am.
Oh, that's understandable and very beautiful. And it seems like you already are well cemented in the Bay as far as your upbringing and the music and the people that you work with. So I did hear something about you and your husband. Are you both in music together still, or do you guys make projects together, or how does that work out for you?
So right now we both, my husband needs to come on with his solo albums. He's not from the Bay Area. He's from Long Beach, but you know, he's very talented with his music. So he needs to come with his solos right now, 'cause I've done 2 solo albums. So we're focusing a little bit more on coming out with his solo albums. I do have a couple albums I plan to drop in 2026. So we kind of do music. We feature each other on music. We have thought about doing a collaboration album. So we just haven't figured out like what producers we're going to use just yet. But that's something that's definitely coming. We do have a couple songs together, just me and him. So that's something we definitely want to kind of do a little bit more. We're just a little on pause right now, just because we kind of got to get adjusted to Vegas, you know, got to get back in the workforce. You know, music costs a lot of money to make. So if you want to make good music, you got to be willing to spend that coin. So absolutely, just kind of. You know, but we should be definitely coming out with some more stuff before the end of the year and definitely at the top of the year.
Well, the good thing about Vegas is at least most of your money won't be going toward living expenses. You know, I mean, that's always a huge part. Money goes there. But
yeah,
like out here in the Bay Area, you already know they wash you up so bad. It's like you got to make a choice, because I put things in the hat. I said, OK, wait a minute. I know this got to get paid, and this right here is random.
Yeah.
This is luck. It's like potluck.
So it's expensive. Like making music is expensive. And I think a lot of people don't talk about that. And, you know, my thing is this, like at where I'm at in life, age wise, everything, not being in the industry that long in a sense, or not being really, you know, working with other artists and stuff like that, working on music solo for a long time, but actually working with people that really just started in the last 3 years. But, you know, I do consider my age and things like that. So I'm like, you know, if I'm going to do it, I got to do it right. So I got to be prepared to spend a nice ticket on each song. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, for production, mm-hmm. for quality engineering, quality video. And part of the reason we came to Vegas was because there's a plethora of studios to do your music videos with, versus trying to travel from the Bay to Vegas. You got to pay for hotel, travel. I got dogs, so I got to board them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just got more expensive to do it that way. So we moved out to where an area was more, you know what I mean, where we could do it more often, more frequently.
It makes more sense, you know what I mean, to put your...
Yeah.
To
put, I love the Bay. Don't even get me wrong. I was sad we had to move out the Bay, because I love the Bay Area. You know what I mean? Like, I love the Bay Area. I love Oakland. Even though Oakland isn't the same no more, but it still was a good place to be in. It's just the cost of living pushed me out, you know? It just pushed me out. Like, I couldn't hang. So.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you get, what they call it, gentrification. And then, you know, we're competing against a lot of things. People are stacking. You know, some people, the same place you would be living in, they'll have 3 families living in there, and they'll all be splitting the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not, you know, things are not the same. But when you, music is about sacrifice. And also life is about, you know, rearranging some things so you can enjoy a quality of life. Sometimes we do got to take that move. You know what I mean? Just to get that reset. You know, I mean, I've been in the Bay Area all my life, and I've been fortunate enough to be here. But one day I'm thinking, you know, hey, you know, I might do something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you just, may have to.
Yeah, and just come back and visit from time to time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and hope the city I come back to is the city I left, because I'm from San Francisco, and San Francisco is not the same. No offense to San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It like changed, you
said,
too.
Oakland has changed. Yeah. The city has changed. So I hope there's some better changes coming for both cities. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So how has Oakland influenced your music?
That's a good question. I feel like what I like about Oakland is that I feel like there's so much diversity there. So like you can do whatever kind of music you really want to. You know what I mean? Like it's really your choice. If the people feeling it, they feeling it. And that's what I think I feel like has influenced me with Oakland, is just seeing all the different cultures, all the different diversity out there. You know what I mean? I just feel like that's something that has influenced me. And then I'm from like, you know, I was in Oakland my whole life. So like, I'm really from like when back in the day, like, you know, different parts of Oakland are different now, you know? So like, I'm really from there. So seeing different parts of it change so much, different buildings, you know, different things coming up there that weren't there. It's just different, you know. So over time, I feel like Oakland kind of definitely, like you said, became more gentrified, or however, you know, they want to call it. It's not the same. I feel like, you know, they've pushed people out in so many areas where they've created, you know what I mean, areas that are impoverished now, you know, versus how they used to be thriving. And they've just made it hard for people that live out there. They've made it difficult.
Just the memories.
It definitely changed. I just think about the old school Oakland vibe.
That's it. I mean, I remember I was a teenager, Durant Square, Eastmont mm-hmm. Mall. Remember how Eastmont Mall mm-hmm. used to be popping? I mean, now it's like, it's. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but it's not like, well, no. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, even in North Oakland, you know, where the Kaiser is at, that used to be a mall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That used to be one of the malls to go to, just like Eastmont, you know what I mean? You go to Eastmont, it's like a ghost, it's for sure a ghost town, and been like that for a minute.
Yeah, that was MacArthur.
No,
that's not the kind you're talking about.
Wait, which one are you talking about? For the
where the mall was at, the other mall that
one in North Oakland was at. And it used to be a big fabulous place, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. Eastmont used to be real good too. Eastmont used to have some good chow mein back in the day, man. So you know, like, you that was just the spot.
I was from the city. Going to Oakland was like, for me, going from the city to Oakland was like, you know what I mean? It was like a trip to like Disneyland. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But the funny thing is the reverse. My friends in Oakland, they didn't like coming mm-hmm. to Frisco though. They didn't like coming there. They didn't like, but they told me it was the water. They don't like crossing the water or going underneath the water. And I'm like, God dang. But I mean, you know, that's how
I used to love going from Oakland to the city and back and forth just to see things and going across that bridge. Yeah. I used to love both cities, honestly. So I used to do a lot of shopping in San Francisco, and you know what I mean? Like, that's where I would go out there because they had cool malls and stuff once, especially once, you know, like all the other malls started to shut down and stuff. But like, I feel like going from either used to be like a little adventure, especially on BART.
We're going to play a Lady B song coming up next, y'all. Sit tight. This is Ed Taylor Show. We'll be right back after this good music. Don't go nowhere, because both me and Lady B will track you down and turn this show right back on if you cut it off.
It's people that's really trying to make it, trying to do more than just living. How you move me, still I feel. There ain't no telling what you might see. Meet me by the lake, let's smoke one time. Only smoke at one house, they got that vibe. Let's grab some tacos, a heat on my teeth. Got out across that bridge, I'm trying to feel that ocean breeze. Spark it by the water, trying. Let's head back to the town. You already know that I'm down. Riding through the east and we sliding through the west. Oakland ain't got a stop, so I'ma hit the city. Let's go to the beach. Let's grab something to eat. Did you grab that tree? Yeah, I got it on me. Riding through the east. Sliding through the west. Oakland ain't got a south, so I'ma hit the city. Let's go to the beach. Let's grab something to eat. Did you grab that tree? Yeah, I got it on me.
Back in the day, Mosswood was lit. I'm talking 94 to somewhere around 96. Remember the M&B Mall? Now it's Kaiser all standing tall. Emerson Lakeview, Redwood Heights, went to Bret Hart, graduated Skyline, where all the girls big fine. 2008 was a hell of a time. If you got an Oakland girl, she gon' be lit. A baby gangster on some freaky shit.
Ain't no Lolas, but don't play with it. Use your brain with it. Can't no lame hit it. I ain't changing shit. Riding through the east, and we sliding through the west. Oakland and Dallas, south, so I'ma hit the city. Let's go to the beach, let's grab something to eat. To eat, you grab a tree, yeah, I got it on me.
Let's talk now about your musical influences. I know you said that you came up in an environment where you can do whatever, but were there any people or groups or talents you can point at and say, I directly were influenced by them, or a teacher or a friend or anything like that?
Well, first, my mom used to be a singer too, so she was I wasn't saying she was like well-known, but she used to sing a lot in high school. She had a very incredible singing voice. So I really think it started with my mom being a musical person herself. And then I used to just listen to a lot of music because back in the day they had this station. I don't know if they still, if people remember it, but they had this music station called The Box, I think, or something like that. And it used to just play music videos all day long. So as a child, I used to watch a lot of music videos all day long sometimes. And I used to love listening to Brandy and TLC and Aaliyah. Aaliyah was definitely one of my favorite artists as a child. Whitney Houston, you know what I mean? Toni Braxton. So I used to listen to a lot of that kind of music a lot. So that really influenced a lot of, like, probably some of my sound and maybe even some of the, you know, riffs and different things I do with singing. So that was definitely a start there. And then as I got older, you know, it transitioned to other artists, going kind of reaching back a little bit to old school artists like, you know, like Anita Baker and Stephanie Mills, you know what I mean? So reaching back a little bit further, that's where I used to go. And then I even like, you know, super old school classic like, what's the lady name? Etta James. And I like, you know, Chaka Khan. And I like people like that, the Gap Band, the Whispers. So I used to listen to a lot of music. Like, music was a big thing in all my households. Even if people couldn't sing, they were singing. So music was a thing for sure.
They be back there at last. You be like, hey, y'all you ain't doing that right, but go ahead, do your thing.
You ain't hit that note right, but that's all right. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of Al Green, Marvin Gaye, Temptations, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so
man.
Just a lot. Being raised by my grandmother, I used to hear all the old school
man,
stuff.
That's the era right there. I remember growing up, I used to hear the records, the needle, they put the needle down and you hear the record popping. It's the early in the morning. That's cleanup time. You know what I mean?
So, right.
But, you know, I don't want to date myself too much, but I'm going to tell anybody younger than me, if you missed it, you missed it. Ain't nothing like that time period, man. Nothing like that time period.
Yeah.
Where,
music is not the same no more. It's not the same quality. You know, you'll hear a hot song and then you'll look at the artist and it's like 15 people who wrote the song and I just be like, really?
Yeah, well, you know,
like,
they're on a...
people to write that.
they're on a business aspect of it. And if you say 15 people to write that and it doesn't sound like it should have taken that, I get you. I think that, you know, a lot of people didn't understand, like, rappers and things like that. That a lot of people in the past, that's how they made hits. They did have a bunch of people come together to work on one song. But now what happens, the quality of the song, it's just not there. It's like, oh, my goodness. You know what I mean?
Just doesn't match.
Yeah.
Just doesn't match.
Yeah.
So I think a big part of being an artist is being able to write your own stuff and at least arrange it. You may not, you know, certain areas you might have a challenge in, so you might need a couple people to help, but I'm always kind of just like side-eyeing when I see so many artists on one, like, or so many writers on one song.
Now,
it's a 2.5 song.
Let's talk about this. Let's break down a little bit. So you see that in let me ask you this. Are people harder on rap, R&B, and hip-hop artists than they are on artists in other genres, like rock, Americana or any other genres, do you think that rappers, singers of R&B get it worst when it comes to how we work, how we move, how old we are, et cetera?
I do. Only reason why I say that is just because I notice how, like, other, just the support is different. I could be wrong because I can't sit here and say I listen to a whole lot of rock music. So I could be wrong. It could be the same problem. But from what I see with R&B and artists and rappers, there's a lot of like a lot of controversy amongst each other. A lot of like, you know, a lot of sampled beats, a lot of that. So I think there's a lack of like originality sometimes.
Okay.
Creativity. I think there's so much pressure to get the song to be viral, to get it known, that there's not actual time put into the quality of making the song. Like, people think that they could just, you know, come up with a song and they think that because they wrote it in, you know, 15, 20 minutes that it's booth ready. And it's like, nah, it's not booth ready at all. So, you know, and I'm like, I'm still growing as an artist. I definitely, you know, look back on my music and kind of be like, oh, I could have did this. I could have did that. I should have added this. I should have took that out. Okay. You know what I mean? I just feel like there's not a lot of reflection spent on R&B and rap now. People are just so focused on putting it out. And if you look at a lot of big celebrities, they have gaps in between their albums. They're not putting out albums after albums after albums. And I think that that's the pressure that the industry puts on people to put this out, put that out. And they are being forced to sing music that they sound good on it because they got the engineering, but it doesn't really come from them. You get what I'm saying? It don't come from like their soul. It don't come from their spirit. So it doesn't really, it sounds good because it's got a catchy chorus or something, but it's not really genuine from that artist. So I feel like a lot of R&B artists get auto-tuned a lot. I feel like a lot of rappers, the ones who can rap, they don't get a lot of credit because they're not sounding a certain sound or they're not talking about certain things. So I feel like it's a tricky industry right now. With other genres, I'm not really sure, you know, but so, I do feel like R&B and rappers have it hard.
Okay, so let's touch on two things. One, you touched on, is the machine. We have been, if you're into music, rap, R&B especially, you've been popped into the machine where you have to be so continual where people don't get a chance to enjoy what you put out because you're putting out so fast and it ultimately lowers the quality of what you're putting out. You know what I mean? So you can't afford to take your time. Second thing is ageism. In rap, R&B, in certain communities, you get to be 28, 29 years old. They're telling you, you should retire. You're too old. You should. Now, when I say they, it's not the industry, but it's the people who are you would expect to enjoy your music are telling you that you might be too old. And that doesn't happen in any other genre. We got singers out there, 80 years old out there, go out there and fill up a coliseum. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But when it comes to rap or R&B, oh, you too old. You need to cut that out. You need to go find yourself. Or you get your job at the post office. Hey, I don't mind. I'll go deliver some mail. I don't give a shit. But I'm still going to do my music.
Right, but I'm still dropping this album.
Yeah, I'm still going to do my music. And that is one thing I noticed culturally speaking that affects our success levels is because we are so interested in ushering out the older to bring in the newer. And everybody ages every day. There's a new person coming in every day. And if we do it that way, the push is not on enjoying the music anymore. It's on just saying we set these rules for ourselves. And that's why, I'm a songwriter. I write songs for people. People we can talk about off air, but I've written songs for a lot of people. So the thing is, I used to think that you had to write your own songs. But then when I started getting into songwriting, I started seeing everybody get songs written for them. You know what I mean? It's like, so if you're an artist, don't be afraid. Let somebody write you a song because they might bring something out of you that you didn't know. And then you go back. You go back with your pen and pad. And now you take a little of that and a little of what you've been doing. And now you got that flavor that you might have been missing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think working with a few people is fine. It's just when I see more than a certain amount, I just like, dang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I feel like if it takes that many to write that 2.5 minute song, I'm just kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, I understand having, because you might not be able to have like ad-libs, you know what I mean? You may not be able to come up with your ad-libs like you need, especially for R&B, you need ad-libs, you need background singers. So sometimes you need extra people, which makes sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when I opened it, like I said, you know, it's 15 people on the song. I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Y'all couldn't come together with 3 to 4 people? Nah, like,
you know it is.
I don't understand.
It's a science.
I definitely think we all need help with that, though.
Some people are way talented enough to do most things by themselves. And some people say, hey, you know what? I'm going to depend on the system to get me to where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I guess there's no right or wrong way, right? But there is, you know, a feeling that you get out of it when you personally do something, you know, that you know, done on your own. But what's next for you?
Definitely. Right now, it's just kind of like, you know, getting acclimated a little bit further in Vegas. Working on a couple new albums right now. I definitely have enough for 2 albums right now that I've written. I'm not putting out as much as I want because I want to promote what I already have.
Perfect.
Just because I've already feel like I've invested in that. And so I definitely have new music coming soon. I dropped 1 song this year, but I'm planning to probably drop another album either at the beginning of next year. Or before the end of this year. I want to go for more at the beginning of next year because I really want the songs to be right. You know, and I've just taken my time this time to find a different engineer, different producers, just because, you know, the last couple albums were kind of like not experimental, but kind of just my first initial start of like a self-expression with music and kind of just figuring out what I like my sound, you know, because I'm kind of leaning more towards wouldn't say neo soul, but a more eclectic album.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a little bit of neo soul, a little bit of rap, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of hip hop. So there'll be a mix on there of different things. But I just want the album to always be genuine for me. So I really like to take my time.
Beautiful.
And just kind of get things in order. The next album is definitely gonna be better than the last two. So it's just about taking time and really finding people who also understand your sound. I think that's another thing. A lot of artists they pick beats because they're free, they're available. And I get it, shit. Beats cost a lot of money. Exclusive beats cost a lot of money. And a lot of people are not selling exclusive beats. So even if you put the song out, you're still going to have to split your money if it go viral.
Exactly.
So a lot of producers are not, you know, doing exclusive beats. And when you buy one, they are expensive. So I get it. You know what I mean? Like, but people are putting out beats that don't go with their sound. So then the song don't sound good at all. Because they can rap, they can sing, but that song or that beat is either at the wrong key for them, either that beat really doesn't fit their style of rap, you know what I mean? So it's something that's always a little off. So I feel like taking that time and figuring out what you really want to sound like and how you want to sound, what songs you really sound good on, what songs you don't sound good on, and really separating it, that's the most important part. So I feel like that takes a lot of time. Because you're gonna have a lot of beats that you like, but it don't mean you sound good on them.
That's real talk. That's true. I mean, you know, you pick the wrong thing. Yeah, people pick the wrong thing because that's available rather than, like you're saying, find something that really matches our person, our producer, that really matches what you're doing. That's a perfect thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from the mouth of Lady B. Lady B, would you like to give any shout outs, tell people how they can contact you if they want to collaborate, social media, et cetera, et cetera?
Most definitely, they can reach out to my page on Instagram at LadyB_BMBB. Just hit the DM. We can talk about it, figure something out. I'm pretty approachable. I be a little busy, but I'm pretty approachable. So, you know, if anybody want to work, I'm definitely down.
All right, you guys have been enjoying the voice and presence and knowledge of Lady B. Thank you, Lady B, for... Oh, that's the wrong button. Hang on a second, man. I'd be pressing the wrong buttons right Hey, there it is. Lady B, thank you for coming through. Anytime you want to come on the Ann Taylor Show, you know you're always welcome because me and you can talk for hours like this. Thank you so much.
Most definitely, most definitely. We'll definitely be in touch because once I come out with that new album, I'm going to need a little help with the promo. So, you know, we talk about the budget for that.
Yeah, this is Willie. Can I help you?
Yes. I got a letter in the mail and I want to be taken off the membership list.
What are you trying to say?
I don't want to be on. I was signed up for it when I didn't sign up for it.
What do you mean you don't want it no more?
I never wanted it.
Why would you want to do such a thing? That's ridiculous.
Well, don't worry about it. It's not any of your business. I want to be taken off of it.
Who told you you don't need our service?
Who told me? I don't...
Who told you this, your old lady?
No, just don't worry about that.
Why do you want to...
I received it in paper, and I want to be taken off the...
Why you want to take it off? You just wake up this morning with a wild hair up, you decide you don't want it? Who told you this? Who told you you don't need our service?
What's your name, buddy?
What's mine? This Willie in customer service you talking to.
Willie in customer service.
You just decide...
Well, Willie, just do what I want you to do then.
You listen to me, you making a rush to judgment. You need the service.
And I don't want the 69. I don't use that.
Why? Why don't you need it?
I don't use it.
What? You can't live without it.
I can live without it.
Come on, if you change your mind, I'm going to lose a commission.
And it's not my problem. I didn't sign up for the thing.
Hey,
I don't want
listen
it.
Listen up, damn it. You need this. You people call.
I don't
you
need
people,
this.
Listen, you people call up, making a mind up like you don't need it. I want to know who told you you don't need this.
Hey,
somewhere.
Willie, how about I talk to your boss?
Hey, listen, don't try to manipulate me.
You don't try to manipulate me, man. I just don't want it. Take me off the service. I want the $69.99 taken off my card.
You
have
this big major. You get
nothing
off.
Big major. I just want it taken off.
And what's $60? You know that people in Ethiopia are starving, and you trying to.
Don't worry about it. That's my money.
Hey,
and I'm not going to give it to the credit card.
There's people starving.
Listen, I didn't ask for.
Listen to me, damn it. The people starving in Ethiopia. You're gonna try.
Hey, Willie, let me talk to your boss, man.
Why? Don't be talking that way. All right, listen. I'll knock $20.
You're supposed to be doing customer service.
Yeah,
you're
listen.
Me off.
All right, listen.
I'm about to drop the whole card.
Hey, come on! Don't be talking that way. Listen, I knock $20 off, but don't call us again.
No, Willie. You're not. You're gonna take all of it off.
I'm gonna.
I don't want it.
Listen, man. I'm gonna knock.
And I'm about to drop the card here in a minute.
I'm talking to you, boy.
Hey, don't be swearing at me, dude.
Listen, I used to be a drill sergeant, boy.
I don't care if you've been a drill sergeant or what the
terrible customer service. If I want you to drop and do 100 push-ups, I'll make you do what I want you to do, boy. Pick up the phone. Cause it was always you.
no traffic, baby, no, no chase me. I work too hard, can you fucking pay me? I did so much, you did it with me, and I'm not alone. Since 2019, those dinners with me, I'm setting in stone. You come from a sunken place again. You know the struggle, baby, can we be friends? From the bottom to the top again. We go out again, out again. But you got no confidence lately. Really wanna run around and chase me. I'm not the Travis, baby, never chase me. I work too hard, can you fucking pay me? But you got no confidence lately. Really wanna run around and chase me. I'm not the Travis, baby, never chase me. I work too hard, can you fucking pay me? Right now, right now.
Everything I said is true. In time it will get better as this love will truly grow. Kinda hard to say my feelings. What will happen, heaven knows. Lady, this is a special love. And all throughout the day you're all I'm thinking of. Honey, this is a special love. And all throughout the you're all I'm thinking of. Ain't gonna let nothing hold us back. Always gonna stick together, baby, that's a fact. Ain't gonna let nothing hold us back. Always gonna stick together, baby, that's a fact. Honey, darling.
Latrian unleashes her latest masterpiece, Heartstrings, available now on all major streaming platforms. Get ready to be swept away by the rhythm.
What if the real danger of artificial intelligence isn't the technology, but the culture behind it?
Culture behind it.
In The AI Paradox, Quincy K. Ruffin, organizational change expert and former law enforcement professional, reveals how bias, power, and hidden values shape the systems we use every day.
Every day.
From hiring to justice, social media to defense, this book shows how culture, not just code, shapes our future. The AI Paradox,
AI Paradox
by Quincy K. Ruffin.
Quincy K. Ruffin.
Available now wherever books are sold.
Hey, so tell us about yourself, who you are, and what do you do in the music industry?
Yes, hi. My name is Rero G. I am an entrepreneur, an artist, recording artist, also a songwriter, and the list goes on. And what I do is been over 15 years plus been doing music for as an artist in that sense, and also pretty much been just in the industry for a long time. And that's since and done. So I just love what I do. I have a few more things I'm working on.
So what inspired your latest single?
Yes, my latest single is called Rompe Mi Corazón. It's out at all digital platforms right now. What inspired my song was a couple years ago, many years ago, I dealt with a heartbreak, and I feel like this song was exceeding to, you know, that experience itself. And I feel like I needed to write the song, and those who have experienced heartbreak, of course, and that said and done. So I think the song is well put together, and I want the world to hear this as well. So, yeah.
What is your songwriting process like?
My songwriting process, it varies, but the most part is like when I get a beat or instrumental piece, they call it, and it gravitates to me and I listen to it. It really gets me to the part to just write the song. Usually it takes me like a day or so to write a song, but I think for the most part, it's really more putting things together, piecing it together, and making an amazing project and putting it out there for the world to hear.
Can you tell us a little bit about your latest album or EP?
Yes, my latest album is called A Brand New Me. It's out now on all digital platforms. I'm actually releasing in September my 7th full studio album. It's called My Anxiety. So that album, which is coming in September, talks about pretty much mental health. And I think we all can relate to those situations. I think we need to emphasize that. So it's coming out in September, and I cannot wait to be out there so you guys can hear it.
So what advice would you give to a new artist?
Wow, where to start? The advice I would give to all artists out there listening now or later on, I think the fact that you have to work hard, be consistent, learn your craft, always develop new stuff when it comes to songwriting, when it comes to trying different types of things in your music and that sort. And I think just continue on what you want to do in this world, especially in the industry of this music industry itself.
What would be your dream collaboration if you can pick?
Wow. I have a few collaborations I would love to have, possibly, if it ever happens. I think one or two of them is one's Mariah Carey. That would be amazing, that experience alone. And I think also Neo. He's a great songwriter and a producer, and I think with his expertise in the music industry, I think it'd be great to work with alongside with that as well.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure to have you here. Tell us, what's next for you in your music career? Any shout outs? And where can listeners find you on social media?
Yes, definitely. My newest album will be coming up, my 7th album will be coming in September, called My Anxiety. I will be working on a few more projects next year. Pretty much you guys can follow me on my Instagram, which is at @officialverog. Big shout outs to and to everybody out there who's been supporting my music for a long time. And you guys can find me on all digital platforms for my music. Thank you so much.
That was an amazing interview. Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys make sure to go check out their socials, and we'll see you next time.
Are you tired of conflict draining your peace and joy? In the book Journey to Joy Through CPR, written by Nicole Davis, discover how disagreements can become opportunities for growth. This faith-based guide offers practical tools to resolve tension with grace and integrity, helping you turn frustration into fuel for reconciliation and joy. Ready to transform conflict into connection? Get Journey to Joy through CPR today and experience the peace only God-centered resolutions can bring. Available now on Amazon and more platforms worldwide.
Zind is back with Laying Plans. And it's turning heads everywhere. You don't want to sleep on this one. Exclusively at scapegoatmusic.com. Go check it out right now.
When the world need it, him the most, he return. Before I get at y'all, let me get at who I serve.
Baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. Party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord,
tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. At the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
And don't ever call yourself a man if you can't keep your composure. Straight up, just a little game for you. Back on my fresh off the tour bus. Straight back to it though. Yeah, Lambo Evo. Press a couple buttons, parked it right by the speedboat. Sipping on some rare. Touchdown, shot town, mink in the rear. Colored eyes, brown skin, and you know she real thick. Another $500,000 spent, but I sleep good. Talking big numbers with the while I grip the wood. Check it out, only speak facts, so she hit me out. Heated toilets in the bathroom, sending emails out. She got a whole situation, but ready to risk it all. I ain't with the drama, when you ready, just give me a call. I know I'm just checking the mail, but got that on. I'm a little younger than dude, but still big bro. This game so cold. I can talk like this, cause I live that. Know my background, don't play with it. Hot head, short temper, quick to talk to Simmons. It get foggy in my city, can't be acting timid. Might do the mink with the midnight. Doors open up on the Lamborghini like fish eye. This my new trap, vacuum seal my ad-libs and then I send them to the track.
Man, this game
so cold.
This my new track, vacuum seal my ad-libs and then I send them to the track, why?
Flying low for no reason. She turned to me and then she said, hey, girls just wanna dance, hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans, hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends, wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have.
Fuck your ex, man, I'm the man now. Think I feel bad, he was fanned out. Do what you like, you've been too nice. He didn't do right, that's too bad now. I see that you worked all night, you tryna cash out. You and your friends are tryna lash out. And I'm not the one to tell them stand down. It's not what they just wanna.
Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
If somebody try to get done for real, watch somebody get done for real. Baby, you a 10 and a 1 for real. You ran into some lanes, but I'm for real. You worked all night, you tryna cash out.
Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
You can do what you want.
Girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
Made this one.
Hey, I am everything. Say what you want, you mean, what you thought, the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to tell 'em, bruh. I am everything. Say what you want, you mean, what you thought, the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to tell 'em, bruh.
Straight to the top, now the vibe is on me. Get to know big, I'm a cider, it's all D. Don't stop popping at it, the war beef. Petty, yeah, I know. When I try to let go, let this slide one time in it back for more. Like I ain't the one you can play with. Take note, better than your mind. All I do is maintain. A hella like me ought to get up off the brain, I'm sure. Nothing around here demure. Make sure you come to California, get this tour. Don't do too much talking, lead a walker to the pros. Gangbangers, East Coast to West Coast. Not familiar with the politics, all up on the podcast. Loose lips sink ships. Ain't no honor amongst men. They follow the lame trends and expect respect. Running their jaws, damn.
I am everything. Say what you want, you mean, what you thought, the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to tell 'em, bruh. I am everything. Say what you want, you mean, what you thought, the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to tell 'em,
this whole game need a facelift. We accept anything, and that's a weird. I never comprehend nor bow down to suckers. It ain't hit me, pause. Y'all laws is beyond me. What you seeing out the window ain't nobody gon' agree though. Tell themselves lies, now they comfortable. All content forever in the stint they been in. Never getting out the rut and putting corners in. don't hurt them. Cause past hurting, gotta touch them. Half-assed, dead, f***ing roaches, feet crunching. Crush them all, not a distance for all of y'all. Any takers? Come on, meet you, make a mug and mug a one time. Two, three times through your mind. And I'm the one they say sh** to. I understand that they plot, that they plan. They never gave a damn when I lit the help in. Like, damn, I am everything. Say what you want, give me, what you thought, the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to tell them, bruh. I am everything. Say what you want, give me, what you thought, the way you thought it would go, huh? Yeah. I am everything. Try to tell them, bruh.
Yo, before we go, just a reminder to everyone out there grinding. Don't ever be afraid to show your talent. The world needs your voice, your perspective, your art. Stay true to who you are. Even when it's tempting to fit in, remember, standing out is where the magic happens. Keep working on your craft. Stay sharp, build your network, and grow your skills. You may not be where you want to be yet, but if you keep going, you'll get there. And when you do, don't forget to reach back and help someone else climbing that same ladder. That's how we grow. That's how we win. Until next time, stay real, stay bold, and stay you. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant and Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can be right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how we do it on